Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, what is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back after an active and amazing Independence Day here in the United States of America. Man, 4th of July, just awesome. I hope you, if you are in the U.S. celebrating, had a really, really great time with family, friends, creating what? Creating money? Did you guys all just share each other's bank accounts? Did you sit around the fireplace and instead of, you know, being together and having fellowship, did you break out the ATM receipts and say, hey, look at the last balance I did when I withdrew it from the ATM? Nah, man, you created memories. You talked to family. You talked to friends. You had a cookout. You like myself. You probably fired back a couple barley and hops and just, you know, laid by the pool. It's exactly what I did. Just hung out with my daughters. I have one daughter on a mission trip in Nashville, Tennessee this entire week. Our daughter, Laura, is 13 years old. We got a 17-year-old at home, a 12-year-old at home, and, of course, baby Susan, 4. So kind of hung out with the fam, minus our 13-year-old who's gone for the week. Had a great time, and I hope wherever this podcast finds you, you are just soaking up the awesomeness of life. But sometimes life ain't that awesome. I get it. As soon as I say that, I got to always backtrack. I know. I know it isn't always that awesome. I get it. Well, it is if you're vertical. I mean, if you're able to stand up, then you can get up and you can do a lot. You know, there's a lot of people in a paraplegic in a wheelchair, a lot of people who are on a ventilator, a lot of stroke victims, people out there that really can't do a whole hell of a lot for themselves. So always be grateful for where you are. Even if the bank account doesn't look that great, you got hope, man. You got a lot more than a lot of people got that slept on a dirt floor last night. Hey, let's talk about Instant. Want to take you back. It's the summer now of 2018. So let me take you back to the summer of 1990. 18 years ago, I arrived in Buffalo, New York, North Buffalo, New York. Was in a three-bedroom apartment with two other females, strictly platonic, I might add. I was bartending, and I was having, honestly, the summer of my life. I was 22 years old, and holy cow, my rent was $133 a month because it was a $400 rental at the time. And we split it three ways. And if you know anything about having roommates, we also went through the phone bill line by line. Hey, did you make this long distance call? Hey, did you make? We didn't have cell phones. So it's like long distance. If you called after 11 o'clock, you got the best rate. And then anytime during the day, oh my God, you never called during the day. Evening rate. So you go through the line by line, the phone bill, the cable bill. That was about it when you're renting. You didn't have to pay for anything else. So. Yeah, it was a great summer, man. Great memories. And then I bought my very first car, a 1990 Nissan Sentra, which basically it was a supercar, brand new. I didn't know I could buy a new car. I mean, I didn't even know how I qualified because I didn't have a job. I was bartending. It was cash. I didn't have any kind of W-2. So, yeah, I don't even know how I qualified, but I did. And then I drove it off the showroom floor. It was amazing. It was shaped kind of like a box, if you know what a 90 Sentra looked like a big old box of a car, but it was brand new. I hadn't driven anything brand new in my life. We grew up with just clunkers, man. And then I went, I didn't know I had to get my oil changed. I don't know how I figured this out on my own because I would have never figured it out. But anyway, I needed an oil change after the first 5,000 miles or so. So I drove down Delaware Avenue in North Buffalo, and I found an Valvoline instant oil change. Now, these things are everywhere now, but back in the day, it's like, wow, it's like a drive-through. You know, you just drive in, the guy like magically appears from this hole in the ground, comes up, takes out your oil filter, puts on a new one, does the old oil gun, ta-tung, 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 and they fill up 5 quarts of oil, whatever it is, and you're out the door. I thought, damn, this is amazing. And at the time, it might have been $20. Oil changes weren't that expensive. But then, so I kept going to these places thinking I'm saving money. I'm not going to a dealership. No, they're going to hose me, man. Dealerships are $70 an hour in labor. Ah, no way. I don't want a certified technician. I want some guy that just left his job at Arby's, hates it. I want him changing my oil. So I kept going to these things, and it finally dawned on me after about 5 years that it wasn't really anything instant about them anymore. I was waiting in line up sometimes upwards of an hour. Like, I'd sit in a waiting room. There's no air conditioning because all the doors are open. They got to keep the stuff open. So I'm sitting there sweating like a pig, waiting for my car, and I'm thinking, there really ain't anything instant about this, you know? So I started going to dealerships when probably around, who knows, like 2003, whatever. And I was like, okay, so it's going to take all of an hour at the most to get the oil change. I go in without an appointment, just like the Valvoline Instant Oil Change place. And there was like Quaker Lube and all these, Jiffy Lube, all these places you could go to by then. But I sat in a nice leather seat, free Wi-Fi, all the bottled water, coffee, anything I wanted. Very nice showroom. I mean, the bathrooms were kept up. And it was really nice. And I got the bill, and it was, say, $35, which seemed pretty expensive. But then Valvoline had jumped its prices up near $30. So I might have been saving, maybe. And now it's not. Now it's negligible. I don't even know if you save money at all going. I haven't been to one of those places in 20 years. But I might have saved $5. But the way that I could just wait, and I already blocked out mentally, there wasn't anything instant. See, that word instant was out of my mind. I didn't have that program in my mind that, oh, I'm going to be in and out in 15 minutes. I was prepared. I brought my laptop. I answered emails. I got a little work. And now I look forward to going to the dealership to get my oil changed because I know I'm getting waited on like a king, and I don't have this vain complex. I'm just saying, man, they take care of you. You know, hey, have a seat, Mr. Crowley. You want some water, some coffee? Here you go, blah, blah, blah. You know, hey, popcorn, whatever, you know. Huge waiting area, leather seats, nice, you know, just nice, nice. That's how the experience should be all the time, you know. But you see that word instant, and all of a sudden we want – and so where I'm transitioning to this podcast is my coaching business, our coaching business inside the Everyday is Saturday community is exploding. Why? Because we set the expectation. There's nothing instant about building your brand. There's nothing instant about creating a great podcast, speaking from the platform, building a universal message, which are all the things that I specialize in. I don't specialize. I never teach, train, talk about things that I don't know anything about. I only teach, train, and talk about stuff that I really love to do and I've done myself. And all of my, this whole thing with me started just around wanting to be a dad. There wasn't anything sexy about it. Now, I know being a dad is super critical important, but I'm just saying it wasn't like it started because I wanted to buy a Learjet. You know what I mean? It wasn't because I wanted to buy a nice car. I just wanted to be a dad. I know the pain of growing up without a dad. I know the pain of growing up in a single parent family. I know the pain of growing up without a lot of money. And yeah, all that stuff kind of weighs on me after a while. I never wanted to use it. See, I never wanted to use that as an excuse. I just wanted to use it as like rocket fuel for my dream. And man, did it. And so when I first got started, I filed away a 3 to 5 year plan in my mind. Not 3 to 5 days, not 3 to 5 months, just 3 to 5 years that I wanted to pick myself up, not have to cash a check from the man anymore, not have to be beholden to the dopey little supervisor that walks around and says, hey, can I check your plan? Hey, can I ride with you today? But get away. Get away. I've been doing this for 15 years. And it doesn't stop. When you're running a division, my last year I was making $110,000 base salary, stock options, company car. Sounds great, doesn't it? It sucked. It sucked. And every C-level executive you meet who tells you they love their job, they're lying. They're lying. They don't love it. Oh, really? What would you do? You wouldn't fly fish in Montana Monday if you didn't have to come into work? You wouldn't go see your grandkids on Monday and just be with them for a month straight if you didn't have to go to work?
Well, everybody's got to go to work somewhere.
No, they don't. Harvard-educated dopey guy. No, they don't. Why would you even say? You know that's not true. It's your ego talking. You got to have this job because once you lose that title, you're lost. You're lost, man. You're like a kitty in a lightning storm. You're looking around. You're afraid. Wait a minute. Nobody's bowing to me anymore. This is crazy. What am I going to do? Well, how about finding a passion? How about going out there and serve? How about being a dad? You know, being a parent. Go out there in your community, man. Make some money. It's okay to do that. But when people come inside of our coaching program, we don't use the word instant. And a lot of the corporate guys and women that come in, it's a little bit uncomfortable because they're married to that title. Some, not all, because if they've gotten so far as to lose the ego to contact me, then I know that the walls are starting to be broken down from money to purpose. You see, everybody shifts at some point in your life. You might do it on your deathbed, wonder what the hell happened. But eventually, everybody shifts from I want money to I want purpose in my life. That is the ultimate game changer. And so these instant oil changes, man. Everybody wants to go there on the internet. Instant business, instant money, instant profit. Let me tell you, there's nothing, if it involves purpose, there's nothing instant about it. So when I put together my 3 to 5 year plan back in 2005, 2006, I mentally prepared that I'm gonna have to really do side jobs. I mean, I don't care if I had to mow a lawn, I'd mow a lawn. I was working in my rental apartments and managing that business. So it hit big, man. It hit big. July, this week, the first week of July, 2008, when it really, I got my big break, you know, went to Hawaii, 25 grand keynote, sold 150 grand in coaching, and boom, was out the door with 175,000. I had $7 in my checking account before I went. Came back with 175,000. That was an instant. Everybody thinks that's instant. Oh my God, I want, it was 2 to 3 years, man. It happened way faster than I ever thought it would. How did it happen? Somebody heard my podcast. Same thing you're listening to right now. That's why everybody that comes in my coaching program, I make them create a podcast. I don't care if it's a podcast about how to pick leaves off a tree. I mean, I want to know that you've got a passion for something, you know, because if you can't communicate that in a microphone when nobody's watching, there's no audience, there's nothing intimidating about speaking right now into this microphone, just grip it and rip it, baby. What would you talk about at a Starbucks with a friend of yours that really is something that you're passionate? That's why everybody that comes in my coaching program must create a podcast. And there's no technical skills needed. I mean, yeah, there's a couple things here and there, but there is zero barrier to entry when it comes to tech and creating your message. Because if you just had to be the biggest geek to have the best message, don't you think that it would just everybody geek out? Hey, look at my 12-channel mixer. Wow. And this USB cord is made out of gold. Ooh. But your message sucks. I know, but the FireWire is amazing. You know, it's like, come on, man. Get the message tight. Get the passion where it needs to be. Understand. Get yourself a 3 to 5 year plan. Get yourself a 3 to 5 year plan. Some people are like, oh, my God, Sam, 3 to 5 years. You're willing to give 40 years to the man. I mean, I'm just saying, can you give 10% to you? You're willing to give 40 years. You start in the workforce at 22. You're going to retire at 62 or so. Some people never can. But you're going to give 40 years to the dopey supervisor, but you're not going to give 10% of that number to you and to your dream and remove that word instant. Remove the word instant from your dream because it kind of dilutes is the word I'm looking for. It dilutes the real passion. Like if you said, oh, I want this to happen instantly, it just takes away from the whole process, man. It's like, do you want, what tastes better? Instant meatloaf or your grandmother's meatloaf? What's better, instant spaghetti sauce or your grandmother's spaghetti sauce? You know what I'm talking about? Like anything instant, you pop it in the microwave and you chew it. It's like, it's like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation chewing the turkey at the Christmas table. It's like you keep chewing and chewing. It's like you're chewing your shoe. But boy, when your mom makes it, whoa, grandma, come on now. She makes that homemade recipe, and you're like, oh, my God, it's making my palate dance. That's the difference. When you really, really set aside 3 to 5 years to go for your dream, whatever that looks like, you're going to have success, and the taste is going to be amazing. But you want instant? Hey, there's people out there that catch lightning in a bottle. Sure, they'll make 100 grand the first 3, 4, 5 months on the internet. I don't know how. You know, they become an affiliate and promote the heck out of stuff, and they do it, but then they lose it, just like the lottery winner does. It's like 80% of lottery winners get the money, and they give it right back because they never got even a chance to appreciate how to get the money, and they never learned how to value it. You know, they just got it. Here you go. I'm going to go buy everything, all these cars and houses. Oh, I'm going to give all my relatives money. The cousin who's contacted me, yeah, I think I remember him from a family reunion back in the 80s. Sure, I'll send him 100 grand, you know? So here's today's message. Instant doesn't taste good. It just doesn't. Instant doesn't taste good. Instant oil change. Nah, I don't want that anymore, man. I want the experience of the dealership. I want my free water. I want my free coffee. I want the leather chair. You know, I want the ambiance. And the ambiance of going for your dream and really having to work for it. And when the reward comes, oof, it's good. It's real good. There's no ambiance around instant mashed potatoes. You know what I mean? It just doesn't taste good. There's nothing good about that. Now, the good news is you got fed. The bad news is you got fed some crap, okay? Same thing in business. The good news is you got some money, but you got it the wrong way, and it doesn't taste good at all. Matter of fact, you would have rather done it a longer process type of way, because then you can appreciate it. And if you're in my business, the thought leader coaching consulting business, you can capture that process, repackage it, and sell it to other people and let them know how to do it the right way. People will handsomely pay you for that. So with that message, let's get after it this week. All right, you want to work together? Hey, I'm open for business. Would love to hear from you. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. That's sam@everydayissaturday.com. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your dream look like? Let's see if we can work together, like right now. Like, not instantly, okay? Not instantly, but the sooner the better. Matter of fact, we could actually schedule our first onboarding call, our project kickoff, next week. Whenever you get this, it's always next week, man, just 1 week away. But I want to know what makes you tick, man. What's going on inside of you, male, female, all over the world and over 100 countries? Let me know. Let me know what makes you tick. I'm fascinated by the human species and the brain and the subconscious and the dream and the passion and the purpose and what you find significant and why you feel right now is the time that you must do it and you can't wait any further. That's the type of stuff I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. So hit me up, let me know, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.